The president says he has the right to fire the head of the Federal Reserve. He doesn't. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The president gave a long TV interview this morning where he covered a lot of ground. He threatened Fed Chair Jerome Powell. He also had very harsh words on trade that seemed to be at odds with his Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin. Let's go through it with Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Okay, so Steve Mnuchin said that China and the U.S. were 90% done with a trade deal ahead of the G20 summit. And then the president this morning on Fox Business comes out swinging, talking about additional tariffs on China, generally maybe reducing business with China in the long term. What do we make of this?
Well, that is exactly what the market is asking. Mnuchin has used that phrase, 90% complete, before. And as of yesterday, the market had basically come to the conclusion that really nothing can get resolved in a one-time meeting between Xi and Trump this weekend.
The president, when told that some businesses were moving out of China and into Vietnam, he had very harsh words for Vietnam. He said Vietnam treats the U.S. worse than China does. Is there a concern that our trade conflicts in Asia are only going to expand after China?
We are focused on the trade issues and supply agreements. Where are we getting our supplies and what countries are they coming from? As companies scramble to try and figure out sourcing outside of China, to suddenly have the surrounding Asian countries come under attack does set CEOs back. They're going to have to figure this out.
And finally, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. The president said, I made Powell. I have the right to fire him. He doesn't have the right to fire him, but this tension between the president and the Fed just seems to keep growing.
The president does not have the ability to fire Chairman Powell. I think Chairman Powell is trying to hold the line and be very careful in messaging back to the market and general population that he is going to watch the underlying data and do what they think is best for the economy, regardless of the political situation.
Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The first Democratic presidential debates begin tonight, and some of the most high-profile candidates are making college debt a major focus of their campaigns. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders have both proposed student loan forgiveness plans. Both candidates are progressives, but student loan forgiveness as a policy may not be quite as progressive as it sounds. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
Total student loan debt has topped $1.5 trillion, a record high that Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders call unacceptable.
This is about opportunity for everyone.
Our younger generation, through no fault of their own, will have a lower standard of living than their parents.
That lower standard of living is plain to see, says University of Utah economist Marshall Steinbaum, especially among lower-income households.
The home ownership rate has been in decline. People are getting married later in life. People are delaying having children until later in life.
But detractors say most of the money from the senator's proposals wouldn't go to people who are struggling.
It really is not progressive.
Sandy Baum at the Urban Institute says higher income households actually hold the most debt.
If you do this, forgive student loan debt, you're handing the people who went to law school and medical school much bigger gifts.
And she says the people with the worst economic prospects right now are the ones who don't have any student loan debt because they never attended college. I'm Ben Bradford from Marketplace.
Part of being a responsible news organization, especially one that covers business and the economy, is fiscal responsibility. Marketplace's budget year ends on June 30th, and we're closing in on our goal of 2,500 donors for this drive. But we still need to hear from you. Become a Marketplace investor for as little as $5 and keep trustworthy, independent news going strong. Contribute today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
Friday will be the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots against police brutality toward gay, lesbian, trans, and queer people. It was a catalyst for the gay rights movement, and it's the origin of all the pride marches and celebrations you see this time of year. Dale Mitchell was at that riot. He lived around the corner from the Stonewall Inn bar.
The old world started to crumble. I saw two men crossing Sixth Avenue holding hands. I was 20 years old. I had never seen two men or two women hold hands in public before. My name is Dale Mitchell. I am CEO of Ethos. I was actually in front of the Stonewall when everything was going down. Stonewall was kind of a bar of, you know, street people and drag queens and hippies and stuff like that. I was with my lover at the time. We lived around the corner from the Stonewall. We saw up ahead a bunch of flickering blue police lights. We were told that Stonewall was just being raided by the cops, which was not an unusual circumstance, so we decided to walk by. By the time we got there, a crowd had formed, and so we stopped to watch, and police were carting off the patrons to a nearby paddy wagon, and one of the groups of the patrons, three drag queens, if I remember correctly, one of them broke free before darting away, encouraged us to resist. The new obligation for being a gay person was to come out. Before, we were supposed to be in the closet. We're supposed to be ashamed. Going back to the 1969, the Village Voice refused to print the word gay. And here we have Delta Airlines at the front of the Boston Pride Parade because they're a lead sponsor of Pride. That in and of itself tells a story of huge progress. The corporate sponsorship for LGBTs is absolutely critical for our success. One of the most important markers for our success, because when businesses recognize the value of a market in this society, in particular this economy, that indicates that you have clout that you previously did not have. It all advances and solidifies the civil rights struggle.
Dale Mitchell, CEO of Ethos, an elder care nonprofit in Boston, sharing his thoughts on 50 years since the Stonewall riots. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.